I got to read today featured an Edenite woman named Jesus. Jesus is a Jew and a Canaanite from her corner. We have a battle of wits, the desperation of need, and the death of faith. In our gospel reading today, we see a Canaanite woman named Jesus. Canaanite refers back to the land of Cana, the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the descendants of Abraham and Israel, or Jacob, take the land of the Canaanites, which God gave them. The Canaanites were considered foreigners, unclean, awful.
我哋今日嘅福音里面，我哋睇见耶稣迦南人，佢哋喺旧约里面嘅迦南地，即系旧约嘅迦南地，喺旧约时代，阿伯拉罕、以色列或者雅各嘅后裔，而取咗上帝赐给佢哋嘅迦南地。
Jesus is a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, Israel, and Jacob. He sent, as our gospel reading says, to the sheep, the lost of the house of Israel, the house of Jacob. We, of course, are descendants of Abraham, Israel, or Jacob, and not by ethnicity or where we're from, but by faith. The New Testament proclaims that Christians are children of Abraham and Israel by faith in the promises of God. But no one is born a Christian, not born a Christian by your parents or grandparents. Christians are made, they're not born. And being part of one ethnic group or another doesn't make a Christian. Faith in Christ and the promises of God, hey, that's what makes one a Christian. And the message of Jesus is for everyone, everywhere, all of these cultures, languages. As the Bible clearly states, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
係每一個人，每一個人，係一出世，係基督徒，唔係因為我個父母，我祖先係生出嚟係基督徒，係冇父母話一出世就係基督徒嘅意思。而就算你係成為一個唔喺個羣體嘅，喺一個基督徒裏面，都唔會成為一個基督徒。另外一個基督徒係要信仰耶穌。
God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, to save sinners from all of them. And as followers of Jesus, we are called to love others, especially those who are different from us. So why then, in our gospel reading, does Jesus treat this Canaanite woman, who's different from him, different culture, this foreigner in such a community, and not loving way?
Jesus
In our gospel reading, a foreigner, this Canaanite woman, comes to Jesus to heal and save her daughter. Jesus said to her that he sent to the law-keeping of the house of Israel, meaning he's not here to save her or
The
foreigner presses on, Lord, she says, help me. It's a desperate and simple plea. We haven't been so desperate, so broken, so in need of your prayer, you could say. Maybe you're in the hospital, Lord, help me. That's all the thief on the cross can say to Jesus. Lord, remember me. Lord, help me. Jesus responds to this foreigner's plea, this Canaanite woman, to help by saying it's not right to take their children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Jesus calls this lady a dog. Now that's not nice back then, it's not nice today. This unnamed Canaanite woman, this foreigner responds, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus is amazed at her answer. Now, Jesus is outwitted. The heart outwits Jesus, but the lady doesn't. Oh, woman, Jesus says, great, amazing is your faith. You've done for you as your disciple. And immediately, her daughter is healed. Why does Jesus treat this man and this foreigner in such a mean and non-loving way and calls her a dog? Well, this exchange, this conversation between Jesus and the Canaanite woman, this foreigner, shows us how to fix. It shows us the desperation of need and the death of
faith.
Faith or trusting God, trusting God and believes the impossible. That's kind of a good definition of faith, believing things not possible or unseen. The impossible is that sinners can be saved. The impossible is that the dead can be raised. The reason by faith and with faith and through faith is to press on in trust and in the promises of God. That's exactly what the Canaanite woman does in our gospel reading. She does not take no for an answer. Somebody's going to write me up in New York. She presses on.
我哋今日嘅福音里面所睇见嘅监狱人，佢冇接受拒绝嘅答案，佢就好似一个得力嘅流浪人。
Shame and evil lurk all around us, just as they possess the daughter of the Canaanite woman. Sin and shame and evil tell us many lies, and we're terrible, and we're no good. We're a sinner, and here is the sin again and again.
真子和邪恶全部在我们周围，这些信息告诉我们，你很恐怖，我们不好，你是一个罪人，你一次一次又一次这样犯罪。
Yes, we are sinners, that's true. And we're no better than unclean dogs, when you think about it. Unclean in sin, reckless shame. Yes, like the Canaanite woman, we experience the desperation of need. And that's why we confess, Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. Because, Lord, we know we're sinners.
And you know what I had to do again. You got it? What are you? I don't believe what you said, though. So,因为羞耻、羞愧，系啊，好似迦南咁一样，我哋要经历需要同埋折磨，我哋要承认主啊，饶恕我，因为主啊，我知道我哋系罪人。
Jesus came to seek and save the lost. That's who we are. Our reading wants us to admit that, like the Canaanite woman, to tell Jesus, "Yes, Lord, it's true."I might be a sinner, as you put it, Jesus, even a dog. But trust in Jesus anyway, claim press on to the promises of God. Even dogs are promised from the master's table. Meaning even sinners receive the blessings and the forgiveness of God.
Yes, 是啊，主啊，你是真的，我们是在搞，我们是罪人，无论如何，相信耶稣并坚持上帝的应许，因为你是狗，亦都要从主人上面的海面上被点燃包装给你吃。意思就是说，即使是罪人，能得到上帝的祝福、饶恕和爱。
There's a lot that seems strange in our gospel reading today. It mentions strange, far off places like Canaan. You got to read through the Bible to find out. Dogs, crows. After all, most dogs I know in New York, they eat pretty well. They're not starving. They're just fine. But if you think about it this way, how strange is our reading? Even the rats of the subway eat the trash and well fed. Even the pigeons on the sidewalk eat the crumbs of tourists. Even sinners like you and me taste and see that the Lord is good. We eat with Jesus and in the meal of forgiveness and peace. We are gathering so strange and all, we still have words which we didn't send, we still have others who need each other. We have a hymn that we sing, in Christ there is no east or west. All who believe in Christ and trust in the promise of God are part of a divine, multicultural family of being healed, family of faith. Remember, Christians are made, they're not born. It's actually what makes Christianity different from many other religions. We come from various places and ethnicities, cultural backgrounds. But the gospel says that we are being made through faith in Christ, right? To share Jesus in common. We're sinners, yes, and we all need the Lord to help us in faith every day and every way.
We
got some of the world, right? The world of sinners that everybody sent his son, Jesus Christ. In our gospel reading today, the Canaanite with this foreigner is not named. He has no name mentioned. And I think that's a way to point us that she represents everyone. She's every man or every woman. Everyone who kneels before the Lord and says, Lord, help me. Every time that we think we're better than someone else or we treat someone else with contempt, because every woman or every man from our gospel reads today reminds us, like her, we're sinners. We all need Jesus to help us. At the end of this conversation, this battle of wits with Jesus, upon the desperation of sin, Jesus says to this Canaanite woman, representing all sinners, Lord, great is your faith, your daughter is healed. Our gospel reading shows us the depth and the wonder of faith in Christ, faith in the promises of God. Jesus promises to be with us always. We live in a world of broken promises. How many people have broken promises here, right? But if we think of the promises of Jesus, they don't break. And what is Jesus' promise of? Their name goes on and on. To give eternal life to those who believe in him, to raise up those who die in faith, to give the gift of the life of the world to come, to hear our prayers, to guide us, to always help us, to give his peace, which passes all understanding. As the Bible says, all of God's promises are yes to Jesus Christ.
Yes, so,
Being a Christian is to be made a Christian, not born a Christian. We're born again in baptism. We're made and remade in the grace of Jesus. Being made a Christian means to be made and remade again in the grace, forgiveness, beloved life of Jesus. And it moves from confession to forgiveness, from shame to the peace of reconciliation with God, even with one another, from trouble to the confidence that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Our faith, this life of faith, is trust in the promises of God and the gifts of God in Jesus Christ.
另外，基督徒以为就系呢个痛苦嘅生命，都一次一次浪费咗，从最到面的就做宽恕，从羞耻到面嘅上帝和解嘅情况，从烦恼到伤痛，乜嘢都冇嘅，好人教变我哋上帝能够隔住佢俾我哋嘅爱，我哋嘅信心，我哋系充满咗，因此我哋上帝嘅恩，坚拒嘅信心，都系啲信任嘅元素，俾我哋嘅平安。
We see like this new point of faith, we begin to give God thanks for even the crumbs, small blessings in our life that we receive from the Lord every day. And to be a Christian means not to be better than anyone else. Our gospel really reminds us that. It means realizing we are sinners and we need God to help us every day. We trust in the Lord and press on the promises of Jesus.
在我们本身的报道里看，我们开始要感谢上帝，这世是不包括，都使我们每日从主上面得到非常的恩典。认为基督徒并不意味着基督徒好，但意味着基督徒我们的罪。我们需要好似那个加勒，那个女人咁圣经里面，每一个人我们要信靠主。
We live in a world where image and status accumulation that matters, where it seems everything is for sale. Jesus and the Canaanite woman show us a more excellent way. That's the way of love, the way that Jesus gave for sinners, because we know that we are that. But we trust in the Lord to help us, for our status is based on being loved and forgiven by God. Because God is love and sent Jesus to seek and save every sinner
everywhere. 是被上帝爱的罪人，我们要相信主帮助我们，因为上帝是爱我们，差遣他的会寻求挽救我们全世界每一个地方的罪人。
The devil thinks that even sinners get the crumbs from the master's table. That's from our gospel reading. The table of mercy for sinners like you and me. Sinners who learn to say again and again, like the Canaanite woman, Lord help me.
深信耶稣嘅程度，即使系罪人，亦都要记得你。即使一只狗，你都要入主人嗰个台面度俾啲嘢食。咁我哋要喺谦虚咁样嘅请求耶稣怜悯我哋，一次又一次咁求耶稣主啊！求你再次帮助我哋呢个罪人。